City Council meeting in order. Everybody would please rise and pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for all. Public comment, I'm going to say everybody is here for a purpose. So we'll move on to the agenda. If there's anything to be added.
Mayor and council members, just a few things. Above a resolution number 2015-03A under my report. Updated memo from mosquito control, which I'll discuss also under my report, and updated claims list. And then also just a general ad that we've put together for general maintenance, which can be discussed under Public Works report.
Council, anything?
We'll approve the agenda as amended.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the additions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The consent agenda. I just have a question. Were those addresses right that you talked about, or were they accepted what you talked?
They had them wrong. But what they're doing is there's a parcel. We're talking about the UFC buildings over here, the shop, and then the feed. What they have is like half the town, one parcel in, one parcel out. Basically what they did is the parcels that start with 11 would be township parcels. They gave them an address, but they had them wrong to begin with.
Yeah, okay.
So now they corrected that and gave them the correct address. So okay. It's them other parcels. Basically they upped them so they're in line with the current numbering.
Yeah, because the first one I see was like the railroad one was back there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is corrected now. I did go over that, and Justin did call and make sure everything was kosher and in line.
Yep. Anything else on the consent agenda? Otherwise, we'll go for a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Black.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Good evening.
First of all, apologize for not being here at the last meeting. Jeremy and I had our wires crossed, and we didn't have the soil boring results yet at that point in time. So it was good that we pushed things off until this meeting.
And I got
a handout here for you. It's some information from the soil borings. We had brought it back on the project, and they've put together a report. I didn't distribute the whole report. I did email it off to Jeremy, and if you could want to get it from him, you can read through all the details. But what I gave to you is the location of the six soil borings, and along with that is kind of a summary sheet. The second page is a summary sheet showing the results of the borings as far as the thickness of the bituminous and the underlying aggregate base. You can see borings 1 through 4, we've got 3 inches of bituminous or blacktop, and then on average about 8 inches of aggregate base below that. When we get over to borings 5 and 6, that's over near the UFC facility, and that's got 5 inches of pavement. It's a little beefier section there. Taking a look at the underlying materials there, it looks like we've got, for the most part, a good subgrade, a good base. So we're looking at just some surface improvements, whether it's an edge mill and overlay or a reclaim and overlay. Just grinding up the pavement and putting a new bit down on top. I did run some preliminary numbers. These are real rough, and you can see it's just some hand-drawn circles and swap estimates here based on a reclaim and overlay. So this would be grinding up the pavement, shaping, compacting, and then paving over the top. So I've broken it out into a couple of bubbles here. You've got this north-south route, and the numbers here are kind of right in the middle of the page. It got a little dark, but about $120,000 to $130,000.
This would be for reclaiming the entire surface, grinding it up with the underlying gravel, blading it, compacting it, removing the excess. And for this estimate, I had assumed 3-inch overlay. But given the amount of truck traffic you've got on this road, north-south truck traffic, farm-to-market type things, we may want to consider going to a 4-inch pavement just to beef it up a little bit. But that's something that we'd want to take a look at. The east-west route, Sophia Avenue, I think we've got a couple of options there. Again, for just kind of some 30,000-foot view type numbers, I just assumed a 3-inch overlay with reclaiming the pavement, and you can see we're at about 155 to 165,000. But I think one option we can take a look at is the one-block segment where we've got 5 inches of pavement over by UFC. And that one block, just do an edge mill. And mill off an inch and a half, and then put a 2 inches of bit or 2.5 inches of bit over the top of it. We could save a little money there. And we've got some extra pavement thickness there to work with. So I think that would be an option we could definitely take a look at as far as Sophia Avenue. These numbers do include drain tile and sump lines. That's what we did 2 years ago on Robert. We put in edge drains, and then we extended sump service lines to all the homes. I know on Robert, they had a lot of sump pumps. Some of the houses had a couple running. We may not have that issue here as far as you know, as many sump pump lines, but these numbers do include, like I said, drain tile and sump lines.
If we do 4 inches on Jacob Street, as you recommend, how much more would that cost over the $130,000?
You know, you're probably going to add... $15,000 to $20,000, maybe.
So about 20.
Yeah, that's ballpark.
I had a question.
Yeah.
On where Sophia comes to the railroad, we got a half a block there.
We should include that.
We just talked about that.
Yeah.
We thought we'd be saved for like on the 5-inch part, what comes up, what cost of that. Because then County Road 50 doesn't look like it got a little bit better.
Yeah.
The loop would be all the way down around to the dance hall.
Yeah, Chris is talking about this little area here. It's not included in my circle, so I didn't include it in the estimate. But like you said, it's a half a block. Might as well include that in it.
Not even a half a block.
Steve, you and Chris would
swap the intakes.
They won't call you Chris. No,
Steve.
Chris, Steve, they're interchangeable. It doesn't really matter.
You caught me. All right. But anyway, you know, these are some ballpark numbers to kind of get us an idea of where we're at. You know, you're looking at, you know, if you use a higher end, you know, 295, if we add, you know, an extra inch on Jacob Street, you're probably over $300,000 on the high end. The other thing that we haven't talked about yet is the bubble down here in the lower right-hand corner. That's the parking lot area at the park. And what I tried to outline there is the cost for paving that entire area. So we both pave the gravel surface and then reclaim and pave the existing parking lot there. And you can see the price tag pushing pretty close to $60,000 for that work. So I think there's a couple ways you can go about doing this. Jeremy, if I remember right, your budget was about $300,000. Was that kind of the number you were looking at?
About 230 is where we're at.
230, okay. So I think you could, you know, do just the streets and leave the parking lot for, you know, a future project. Or, you know, bid one as an alternate. It's... kind of gets you in the ballpark, though, is where you're at.
Brad, can you patch? Can you guys patch that parking lot down there in the park? Because it is pretty bad. Or is it beyond repair?
I think it needs to be redone. You got a lot of people parking in there. I think it should be redone. But, you know, we got $130,000, and I know it's in front of Steve's house, but maybe you just do like that. If that parking lot's important to you, you know, do that and do all of Sophia and in front of Sandy's house there. And Justin, I think you're high on these. I mean, the way people are bidding right now, if this big end of April, I think you're looking at, instead of 345,000, you're probably looking at under 300,000 for everything. Probably more like 275 to 280 for everything, the way people have been bidding now.
That would be great.
I mean, I just, the way bids have been going now.
Yeah, I want to be conservative, a little bit on the high side, and I did include a budget number in here for some curb replacement, and looks like the curb's in pretty good shape for the most part out there. So,
and the other thing you can do is go like from Sandy's around to Jacob, and then do Jacob Street and the parking lot as an alternate.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking.
You could break this up into pieces.
Have you looked at the streets?
I drove them again right before the meeting.
I mean, I noticed Lazy Jacob now is really starting to...
Especially by the dance hall there, it's really breaking up.
Yes,
it's in tough shape.
I mean, if you had a recommendation, which one do you think needs to be done this year?
Just, you know, in my 15-minute review of them here, it looked like Jacob's in the worst shape.
And there's more traffic down there, too.
Yeah. There's more traffic down there.
Jacob is all the way out to the railroad tracks, so we're doing, right?
No.
Just where the bubble is.
I got a long call, but.
Okay.
That's what I'd do is do the Jacob Street and the parking lot as alternates and get that back lane done, and then the prices are good.
Too deep.
And I agree that in front of the UFC there, that could be just a mill of reclaim and everything.
Now, there's a place, there's a hydrant that should be replaced. Does that come as an addition?
Yeah, I didn't include any hydrant or anything like that.
That too, I think you can do as an alternative.
Okay.
You can see what the cost would come in at.
You know, if I had to guesstimate tonight, it's probably going to be about a $5,000 price tag for a hydrant.
Yeah.
To put that in.
Okay, when Brad left there, he said just a mill. What does he mean by that in front of the UFC there?
So what we would do is we'd come in with a machine and we'd take off an inch and a half of the pavement. And with 5 inches of pavement there, we'll still have 2.5 inches below that.
Yeah.
And then pave over the top of that 2.5 inch base.
And it'll bond together and still hold it. Okay.
It'll bond together. The problem we run into with the rest of the streets is we only got 3 inches to work with. And you figure the top half inch is pretty broke up, so really we're probably down to about 2.5 inches of pavement. If we don't have anything off of that, we're just not going to have anything left. I mean,
plus it'll break up.
Yeah, it's going to break into pieces. So there, on the rest of it, what we would do is set the mill machine down so that it completely just grinds up the street, mixes in that gravel below, and what you end up with is really kind of a mixture of gravel and bituminous all mixed up. It's a nice material that compacts well. You can blade it, shape it, compact it.
That's good.
And then put a whole new surface on top.
What do you do with that?
Basically, you package, you'll probably tape off some excess because you have to have room for the new.
And you wax all that down.
That'll be the base underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever's left, all away, whoever, if it goes contractor city or whatever.
Right.
And I would think we probably want to bid that they haul that away. Unless there's anybody here on council or that thinks there's any use for it.
Well, we thought that once, and we didn't.
And it all sits out at
that.
Yeah, that's. I was just going to mention that. I think the last time we kept some of it, and I think I remember you saying, Jeremy, you never used it. So, in my recommendation would be just to make that property of the contractor, and they can haul off and use it someplace else. But what really happens when we're talking about a reclaim? Not to beat on this too much, but after they get done grinding it up, if you look at it, it looks like a gravel roll. I mean, they just grind it right up into a gravel. So,
and then that drain over there, that'll be all done.
The drain, where at?
Over on Sophia.
I briefly discussed that with you, Justin, and we think the problem there is we'll have to look at it, but we think it's too shallow. So no matter what we do to that, because it's so shallow, no matter what, even if we redid it, we're going to have the same problems because that frost gets down deep enough to move it.
And you know what? I heard that, but then they said to insulate it.
You can try to do that. I mean, if it's if the pipe is less than 3 feet, that frost is going to get down below that, even if you put some insulation board in there.
Less than 3 feet?
You're saying if it
is. If it's less than 3 feet. There's not a lot you can do. I mean, when you have a shallow, you know, that's probably on the upstream end, I'm guessing. So you can't lower just that pipe because all the other pipes need to be lowered all the way down to the ditch.
Right.
So it's really difficult. We'd have to take a closer look at it when we get into some plans and specifications and see if there is anything we can do. By the sounds of it, probably not a lot. What's the problem right now? I mean, describe the situation as a keep up.
It's a good foot.
And it freezes. It's probably 3 feet deep.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. And,
then it comes right back up.
Yeah.
When I get right across the street, there's another one that's higher yet that don't do nothing.
Huh.
Good one. Right across the street, and it
doesn't move right at all.
No.
We could take a look at it, see if there is something to do that we could do. Now would be the time to do it, no
right.
doubt. I didn't include anything in the budget here. I mean, that's probably another few thousand dollars to look at that, but that's something we can take a look at.
I just know every year, and lately I've been noticing that it seems to be getting worse. It just keeps getting deeper and deeper there. And I just thought, wow, there's got to be something collapsing or something. And then I heard you can insulate it.
It freezes up every year also.
Yeah.
Do we have to bid this out as one whole project, or can we bid it out as three individual projects?
I'd recommend bidding it as three, or one whole project,
really?
Not three individual projects.
One whole one with alternatives.
One whole project with alternatives. Absolutely. So you're just dealing with one contractor.
Yep.
Otherwise, the risk is you get three different contractors all doing one little piece of work. Now you have one contractor doing everything. So that would be the recommendation. If your budget's $230,000, even I know Brad said these numbers are high, but even if we use the low numbers for Jacob and Sophia, that's $275,000. And you know, we could add the ballpark as an alternate. I think that's a good idea. But if we bid Jacob and Sophia together, we'd really have to hope for some good bids to get into that $230,000 range. And I'm not saying that won't happen, but I'm just saying we'd be going into this thing over budget.
Yeah, because I think the plan all along was to get one street done in the parking lot was to get one of the streets done in the parking lot and then to be able to receive LGA monies next year. And have enough money
from
what we have in the budget, plus LGA to do the next street the next year.
I guess one thing that I can throw out there is we could bid Jacob Street as the base bid, and then Sophia as alternate one, and the parking lot as alternate two. You know that we're getting into a project that's bigger than what you can afford, obviously.
But we don't know where it's going to come in.
You don't know where it's going to come in.
Yeah, and that's what I was driving at. We don't want three contractors, obviously.
No,
doing it. But I mean, if we have one contractor, the bid is written in such a way, and I guess I don't know how bids are written, but have it so the entire bid that they're submitting has these options that, you know, here's the first project, here's the second project, here's the third project. So if we want to hold off on Sophia or the parking lot, we have that option, but we're still going to be dealing with one contractor.
Right, and that's the right line of thinking. I agree wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we were to put it together, just again talking about what street's the worst, Jacob's the worst, I'd make that the base bid.
Yeah.
So that's the street you're going to do for sure, and that would fall within your budget. Even if we go to a 4-inch pavement thickness on Jacob, we'd still be within that $230,000. And then Sophia in the parking lot would be alternate one, alternate two. I could set up the specifications such that you could pick either one, alternate one or alternate two. So if the bids really came in good, there's an opportunity you could do Jacob and Sophia and maybe leave the parking lot off. And if they come in pretty good, but not quite enough where we can swallow all of Sophia, we could do Jacob and the parking lot.
Cool.
So what's our next step here?
The next step would be to, I guess, authorize the engineer to put together the plans and specifications. And we could put those together. What I want to do is bring them back to you for approval before we go out for bids, just so that you can see the final product and there's no surprises, and then we'd have a final cost estimate too.
So could that be all done by our next council meeting? Or do you have to have another meeting?
April, the second meeting in April, I think, is what Justin had on the
Okay. It would take us a month to put them together, and then it's you have to advertise for 21 days.
And then do we need to do... Oh, remind me, it's been a while. I've got to refresh myself here. A resolution approving plans and specs, right? We'll have to put something together for that.
You should, yes.
Resolution
ordering.
For advertising.
Yes. Yep.
Do we need to do one for just for the preparation?
Really, you should probably have a resolution, or at least a motion, I would say, at a very minimum. Since you're not doing special assessments, I think there's a little bit more latitude.
Right.
But you should have at least a motion authorizing us.
But then from the here on out, I'll do resolutions. I'll just use what we've done in the past.
Yep, new resolutions. One other thing that if you were assessing the project, you'd be required to hold a public hearing. Right. Because you're not assessing, you don't have to hold a public hearing. Some cities still hold a public hearing. I don't know if you'll have anyone show up. Since there's no skin in the game as far as dollars and cents, but I guess I'll leave that up to you if you'd want to hold one or not.
Could always have an informational meeting once it gets that far.
You're not required to.
City has the money. I guess where I look at it, city has the money.
We would have the specs back and for the next council meeting anyway
I don't know that anybody would come to the building anyway. They're not going to be concerned since it ain't technically, you know, costing them nothing.
Right.
Not getting assessed. So
absolutely.
I don't know, it's up to council if they think it would be beneficial or not. That's where it comes out.
Well, I think the first thing is there is to get a motion to go ahead with.
You know, what I'd say is we make a motion that Jake would be the primary project.
And the other
parking lot be alternative one, Sophia be an alternative two, and then the hydrant as an alternative three. Does that sound okay, Justin?
Yeah, that sounds good. So Jacob Street would be the base bid.
And then that storm sewer, maybe we can work that in contingency, maybe? Are you thinking?
Yep.
Could you work that in with the fire hydrant? In case we don't do so here, you want to do the fire hydrant and the drain. And
well, I think Justin can write it up that we basically can choose any one of them alternative bids.
Okay.
Yep. It'll draft language, so.
Any, all, or neither is kind of.
Yeah.
Some language along those lines.
Yeah.
You know what kind of base there is down there in that parking lot? The Red Rock, how deep that is?
Boy, good question. I don't think it's very deep either. Probably an inch and a half.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
All weeds coming through there all the time. And
okay.
It's humble, and you drive down there, and it's just, I mean, when it's wet, you go to the lawnmower and you put tracks in there.
Okay.
So I was just going to mention, you know, you said about you're going to maybe have some extra that probably need to be dug off, and maybe that extra, you know, the tumors could be laid under.
Yeah.
I don't believe that Red Rock's very deep down there. Like I said, just how the weeds come through it and how soft it is. I don't think there's going to want to put some kind of a base in there that lots of break right out. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Some of that road stuff or whatever.
Right. Yeah. We'll make sure we include in the plan a minimum thickness of that base section there so that we can get it covered.
And that parking lot is going to be three, right?
Parking lot is three.
Any other questions? We've been talking about this for long enough. It's time to get that bit of a whirl over here.
Justin, just want to summarize it back to us.
So what I got is Jacob Street would be the base bid. The parking lot would be alternate one. Sophia would be alternate two. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then the fire hydrant would be alternate three.
One other thing, not to throw a wrench into it, but just thinking and looking at this. What's that parking lot like in front of the hall? While we're doing that at this time, should we be thinking of maybe redoing that? Where the ramp is?
So you're talking on the west side?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I didn't take a close look at it, to be honest with you. Yes, I couldn't give you any advice.
What shape that's into?
Well, they had to patch a bunch of it back there by that back door where the dumpster is.
Yeah, that always gets...
That's right next to Jacob Street. Pretty easy to do.
Would it be better to have this as another alternative, or would that be better to have it from the cost perspective added into Jacob?
Yeah, we've already got three alternates. I hate to add too many more, because otherwise if you get too many alternates, that's not a good situation either.
Right.
I think you got two options here. Either you add it into Jacob Street from the get-go, or there's always the option of adding it later by change order.
Right. I was just going to say...
You could add it after the project.
Make that decision and do a change order.
You could do a change order and add it later. So, and since we're getting up pretty high in cost here, maybe that would be the direction to go, folks.
That's what I'm thinking, the change order option.
I tell you what, why don't Jeremy and I take a look at it and see how bad a shape it's in, and then if it looks like it's not going to make it another year, we can talk more about it.
But it's that bad, but it's...
No, but I'm just saying that would be the time it needed.
Yeah, that's right there.
So basically... Primary would be Jacob.
Yep.
Alternative one, ballpark. Alternative two, Sophia. And then are you going to list the fire hydrant in the...
Fire hydrant would be alternate three. And I think as far as the storm sewer goes, I think we'll have to take a look at it, see if there's anything we can do. If there is something we can do, it really should be included just as part of Sophia. Because if you're going to do Sophia, you're going to want to fix that catch basin.
Yeah.
So I think that's just part of that. So then we're dealing with a base bid and three alternates, which is plenty. I don't think we want to add any more alternates.
Well, I'll move to authorize the conversion plan specification based on the summary we just gave. We take the primary and three alternatives. That's it.
A second.
Motion made and seconded to proceed with the project for Jacob and Maria and the parking lot and the alternatives. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. I did bring with a proposal for engineering services. I can get that to you, to Jeremy. On a project like this, if we were talking about a total reconstruct, that, you know, a rule of thumb would be engineering would be, you know, 15 or 20% of what the construction is. Since we're not doing underground utilities, we're probably around 5 or 6% of construction as a rule of thumb. So it's maybe in the ballpark of $20,000, and that would be plans and specs, construction administration, it would be part-time inspection, it would be all of those services to get you all the way through the project from start to finish. But that would be about the ballpark number, and I can get you a more detailed supplemental letter agreement, Jeremy, for signature.
Okay. Yeah,
that's okay.
That'd be great.
So then I would bring that back at your next meeting in April, second meeting in April.
Yep.
And we would go over the final construction plan, and I'll have some final construction cost estimates then. If everything looks good, you'll approve the plan by resolution,
yep. And
then order us to advertise for bids. So we'd be looking at a bid opening. I don't have my schedule in front of me, Jeremy. What did I have?
June 2nd, Tuesday, June 2nd is what we were looking at.
Okay.
And then award bids at the June 9th meeting. Construction tentative begin date of June 29th.
Right.
So what's nice is that'll be after Summerfest. You don't have that, you know, so...
And that would give us plenty of time to do a project like this, end of June. To
how many days or weeks do you think that whole thing will take?
You know, if we're talking, let's just talk the big picture. Let's say we're doing all of it. They'll come in and reclaim the whole thing in a day. The drain tile, you know, that's going to take, you know, probably 3-4 days to do that. So now we're burnt up a week already. And then come back, shape, recompact, and pave. That's another 2 or 3 days, somewhere in there. So you're probably talking a couple weeks total. Ballpark.
I don't think there's any.
Yeah, and throw some rain days in there, and it might stretch out to 3 weeks.
That like right down the top.
Yeah. Not mid-July. Is it?
I thought they were on 50.
Can't get too lost.
And the only other thing was just, we'll have to look at rentals, but if it's end of June, July, I think we're good.
Yeah, I don't think anything's in June or July. Hey, Justin, you got the, you said, Allen Avenue, that you guys took island for some pumps?
We did on Robert, yes.
Robert, is that the farthest?
No.
No.
Just for Darcy? Joel Payne.
I thought that was the last one. I was going to say, is there a way the city can make them connect to it rather than run out to the street? I don't think there's any now on Robert.
I don't like that. I think even the people, if it was available, would do it. You know, just to get it. Okay. Anything else for Justin? Otherwise, thank you.
Thank you. For your time. Hopefully next time when I come, it won't snow. If it does, we're in trouble.
Yes. Old city business?
Yeah, nothing.
Okay. Greg? Public Works.
I don't have a lot. I got some gutter estimates. I believe you guys got it in your packet. Just wanted to tell you about them. I went through Minnesota Gutter. They're out of Glencoe, and I also got a quote from A1 Gutters. They're out of Norwood / Carver. With A1 Gutters, they came in. We talked about running the whole length of the building. We had two downspouts. One halfway, which will dump out into the parking lot. Then the other at the north end of the building, which will dump out onto the grass. They came in at 840, where Minnesota Gutter came in at 1067. With A1, they had a second thing on there you can see. They suggested, and I think would be a very good idea, snow guards. That's a metal roof. If you have ever looked at the big fan out there, got a big aluminum thing on, that's all smashed and everything from snow and ice coming down on it. Basically, Grade A said they would put it up. If it ever came down, they warranty it once. But they said after that, it's the city's deal. And he just said with a metal roof that size, and we've had issues where the snow and ice has already peeled off the heating vents on the roof. Last year when I had that one replaced, they actually built a cutter that went in front of it, which is supposed to mirror it off. He suggested 60 of them going along the roof, $7 each, and that's an extra $420. Minnesota Gutter does not put them on. So they said they don't get enough liability if the roof ever leaked where they put their things on.
You figure one bid at 1,060, and their base bid at Grade A is 840.
Yeah.
So that's allowing another couple hundred dollars you know, if we want to put those snow guards on.
Mm-hmm. I just, like I said, when you look at the building, I've already seen the sheets of ice and snow come off, and even like the guy said, he said, even if you got cars parked along there, you know.
No, it's the same with the hall there over the ramp.
Yeah, he said, you know, you could end up with everything on your hood.
It slides.
Yeah. That was just his suggestion. He said,
you think, Greg, we need to do the whole length? Or do you think we could just do maybe half of that, put them guards on to protect, put them where we need to protect the door, any vents? You know, once you get to the end of the hall here, do you think we need to? I mean, well, I'm just looking to be tight and save a little money. We need to do the last 20, 30 feet, do you think?
Say
does anybody park there?
Say we do, I guess I would say all or nothing, because if we only do it so far, and that saves the gutter here, it's seamless, it's one piece. And on the end it rips it off, it's going to be junk anyway. I guess, seeing as how it's a metal roof, like I said.
I'm just trying to think, because usually the snow runs to one spot and then goes, you know. I don't know how that would work from.
If you want to look at what it does to gutters, look at the gutters right out here.
Well, we're only talking $200 extra. I mean, want more than what this Minnesota gutter is.
Yeah, when you look at the other bid.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you want to look at what it does to gutters, just go around and look at the rest of the building, because the gutters are all torn down and hanging.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what came from. It comes from the weight of the snow and the ice that hangs up.
That's all replaced, I don't know how many times up here.
And we never put the snow guards out. Nobody ever suggested
That's just what he said. He said they will warranty it once. But, you know, he said after that, he said, we're on our own. And he said they work. So, you know, he just said it breaks it up into smaller pieces. You don't get the big massive weight that's going to hang down and be pulling them and tearing them off.
So, I know gutters are expensive.
$420 to put them on, or next time it's going to be $1,000 for you to get it.
Yeah, but like he said, they'll stand back. Or they'll stand by and coming down once, but he said after that, you're probably going to want to, you know, like I said, they put them up again, but he said, then you're going to want to spend the money anyway to do it. And like I said, I just walked around the rest of the building, and you can just take a peek when you leave. You could see they're all stretched and pulled down and everything, even in front here, and that's where it comes from. So I would say to, if we're going to do the job, do it right and spend the extra money and have them put on.
I would make that into a motion.
For the grade A gutter?
Right.
Is there a second?
Second that motion.
With the baffles or whatever you call them.
Motion made and seconded to go along with the grade A gutter quote for the price of installing the gutters on the east side with the snow guards for a total of $1,260. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Part-time help for summer. I don't know if we ever decided.
It's basically what we're looking for right now. I handed out a copy of just engineering CAD. We're looking to run in the paper. Some thoughts on where we want to start running it next week, and then how long we want to run it for, and then kind of get your input as to when you would like to see someone hired. Probably the May meeting. I mean, that's our thoughts. Does that work for you?
Yep.
So that way.
When do you think it's going to start, Greg? You're going to need somebody mowing. I'm sure that's one of the main things. When do you think that'll start?
Depends on the mower, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure probably by the middle of May already, but which is fine. I can.
You might have to.
Yeah.
Probably other things before that you could use it too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And do we have to do background checks and all that stuff and drug tests?
Yes, we will have to go through all them processes.
So that's going to take some time before we can hire somebody.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kind of is a bummer.
Get it in the mail on the paper next week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So could you use a guy?
2 weeks, 3 weeks?
April
1st. I'd say two.
Two weeks, 3 weeks, what, Dick?
How many times in the paper?
Oh, I guess depending upon what kind of response we get.
Yeah.
I'd say start with two, and we don't get a whole lot.
Go by application, and we can run it again, make that decision at that meeting.
I know you guys had originally said June, July, and August. You know, depending on the year, a lot of times by August it's starting to dry up. You don't have as much cutting. But that's not the case with the park down there. That grows. It can be probably a 10-year drought, and that grows regardless, you know.
Yeah.
It does, you know. So, yeah, I guess whenever I don't, like I said, I can do it up until, but... you know, if we get somebody, that will free me up to do more other projects and stuff. So
I'm sure we got the basement there. There's other work to
do. Yep.
That's pretty cheap labor. If we can find somebody for that price, that would be...
Well, let's see what we get for response.
Right. So what, you want to start by April?
May.
So, get that in the paper.
We wouldn't even be able to meet as a personnel committee in none of the interviews until mid-April anyway, the right to 2 weeks.
Right.
And then background check.
Yeah.
So we're looking probably mid-May anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to make it walk.
I have one bid on the roof for the community center right now. Another guy just west of town here got back to me yesterday. It's as soon as the snow melts on the roof. He is going to come go over everything with me, and he's going to give me a second bid on that. So basically the first guy said he came and he did his core drillings and stuff like that. It's basically not adhering hardly anywhere anymore. It's just laying on there.
Yeah.
So he suggested to basically to grind all the old foam off it and re-foam it and then two coatings. And it's Conklin will guarantee it for 12 years against leaks. His company guarantees the labor. But he said with the coatings, they would have to start at the top of the big round roof, right in the center, and come down. Because he said if there's any leaks from there to there, well, you're not going to know it. So he said for his warranty, he's got to start at the top and work down. He would through the other half of the hull, but he said wherever the water's going to run from the top on down.
So it's like one continuous thing from the peak of the roof over the side.
With the membrane or something.
Yeah, that's what it is right now. That the metal roof part on the round part of the hall is also spray coated. So he would basically power wash that, recoat that, and then coat the rest of the new sprayed foam. He said anybody would have to do that in order to do a warranty on it because the water runs down onto that. So
you see what's with the second one coming soon.
Yeah.
Are they suggesting that old chimney come down?
I never actually talked to him about that. I forgot all about it when he called me.
I think he should take it down.
Yeah.
I'll go up there myself and take it down.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't. I mean, now would be the time if it's not being used anyway. So.
Yeah, before they start doing anything, before we do it, I'd go up and take it down.
All right.
That makes it a lot better.
Another thing I got is Floyd Security contracts. We've been having some issues out here. Well, we had some issues at the water treatment plant a while back that they were not receiving a signal. We kind of traced it down to the antenna was inside of the building. And, excuse me, we had them move the antenna to the outside of the building, and it pretty much been trouble-free for quite a while. Last Friday night, got a call that they didn't get a contact on their test, and went up there, checked everything out, and I told them that, you know, basically water treatment plant is fine. It's an issue with their system. Friday night it reconnected. Saturday, Sunday was good. And then we had the problem again yesterday. So Dick had Floyd's come out today, and the guy basically showed me. He said, "What ends up happening?" He said, "When they do updates on their towers," he said, "occasionally it'll lock up the system." And so what he did was a reboot on the system. We had no light showing.
No signal. We had zero indication of a signal.
Yeah.
Being received.
And we had three lights down at the other.
Yeah.
One down there. So anyway, he came. He rebooted it. All the lights came on. And he said, "You know, we should be fine now." He said, "It's just a glitch that happens every now and then." So what I did, I had him actually show me which wires to take off and everything to reboot everything so that we don't have to get them all here for a service call when that happens. And he was fine with that. He took me right up in the box and showed me which wires to disconnect. And I actually made a note and taped it right on the door now so I don't forget, too. So
we don't get calls?
Yeah. And I guess the contacts, I guess what I was wondering, what I was going to ask Dick about, how is that set up? Because, like, when you text me and say that you get a text, I don't get the call till 10 to 15 minutes after you text me. So why is there such a, is it the phone system or what's going on there?
Because the text message that I get is generated by their computer equipment down there. Why it takes, it shouldn't take you 10 or 15 minutes to get notified.
That's generally what it is.
But the other, that's a voice call to you, right?
What's that?
That's a voice call to you?
It's either a voice or a text.
Because, you know, you've had problems with texts in the past being delayed.
So, who's getting the first call? You or you?
I'm supposed to have Hennings. They're supposed to be there tomorrow. How are we going to fix that rather than cut up the floor and tear out the toilets and everything else down there? I talked with Lenny Hilgers and he said it was fine. There's no code issues or any problems with it. I'm going to go. Hennings are going to come. They're going to dig it up at the curb stop up to the building, which is only a 6-foot area. They're going to bring their small machine. We're going to run a new copper line up the wall, and probably 2 feet up the wall, and then I'm going to get Hilders in here, and they're going to put probably a 3-inch PVC over it. They're going to put a ball valve and connect it. We'll go through the soffit over the rafters in the building, and they'll come down between the men's and the women's. It's the cement block. That's where the old one comes up the floor. We'll come down and we'll connect it from the top. That's going to be the cheapest. That way we don't got to tear up all the concrete and rip everything out. And, you know, nobody seems to know where that line is or how deep it is. I talked to the guy who plumbed it, and he said that was in 79. He said he couldn't remember it. So that's, like I said, they're scheduled to be here tomorrow morning.
You're going to wrap that pipe with some kind of insulation so we're going to sweat?
It'll be under, yeah, we'll, it'll have the, up above, it'll have the black foam. On the outside of the wall, like I said, that'll be running a PVC just for protection for, you know, vandalism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it won't look bad. There's two or three runs of that on the side there anyway with the electricity and stuff coming in there. So I think that's going to be our best option down there. So.
All right. Mr. Hibbert handled.
And that's about it.
Anything else for Greg? Otherwise, thank you.
Quickly, Walter, has anybody has any comments, concerns, additions, corrections, additions to the ad that NYA Times is looking to put in their area guide?
Kind of a generic one.
That is the ad we'll run. The only thing I was trying to think of, can anybody remember when the state baseball tournament's going to be held? 2017. That's the only thing I can think of to add, that they'll host it again in 2017. Okay, so that's all I got on that. And then the only other thing I want to point out is to get a motion to approve correction to resolution number 2015-03 that we adopted back on the 10th of March, which was adopting the Carter County All-Hazard Mitigation Plan Amendment. So what I'd like to do is have that amended to be resolution number 2015-03A.
And you dropped the word in the fourth paragraph.
What's that?
You dropped the word in the fourth paragraph. City of...
Take O out of there. And minus O. Or we can say of Amber.
Yeah, sorry.
So a motion for them to changes to that resolution to change the number from 2015-03 to 2015-03A and to add now therefore be it resolved that the city of Amber.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the change to the change of the number of resolution number 2015-03 to 2015-03A. And with the addition of the word Hamburg with the city of Hamburg on paragraph 4. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Move on to payments. We've been added for additional claims in March here. Looks like one hatch payment. And 17,299 to
17309, should that be 2 weeks rather than, it looks like it's a total month, but that's not right, is it?
What now?
You're the check to you, the bottom line there, it says March wages, but that's only 2 weeks, isn't it? That's not the whole month?
Yeah, it's, as you see, there's also paid on the 15th and last day. So you see 17298, that's the other half.
Okay.
Motion to approve the additional ACH debit as well as check numbers 17299 to 17309, adding 10,899 to the total for March claims so far.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the additional March claims for one hatch payment. Check number 17299 to 17309. A total of $10,899.16. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to council reports here. Mr. Rhodes.
No, just what Greg was talking about with Floyd, we're on top of that.
Bob?
I have nothing.
Mr. Vaughn?
Nothing new.
Mr. Trevish?
No, sir.
And even myself. At this time, I'll offer a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn the 2024 meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.